Iron County Development Coordinator Kelly Klein says LaPointe Mining Company representatives told county officials they want to continue collecting information at the site.
They seem willing to continue some of the scientific studies. Of course, they got all the data that Gogebic Taconite produced, and they're now going through that.
The Wisconsin DNR's Ann Coakley says either GTAC or the landowners need to seal or maintain drilling holes and monitoring wells there.
And then with the monitoring wells, they need to keep monitoring them in some way, even if it's as basic as taking groundwater level measurements.
Coakley says they've asked GTAC to let them know whether landowners RGGS, Land and Minerals, or LaPointe will be taking over that work by this fall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. Ann Coakley says either GTAC or...
So that's bedrock all here.
Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources hydrogeologist Zoe McManama did surveillance at GTAC's three bulk sampling sites. McManama says the company has reclaimed all of them, and only one stormwater permit remains to be closed out for an access road there. Overall, McManama says site work went well.
They constructed all of the structures within the confines of their permits, and with a few minor changes, they did what they said they were going to do.
Right, there were no permit violations along the way.
That's Wisconsin DNR Waste and Materials Management Director Ann Coakley. Coakley says they'll release GTAC's $27,000 bond for the three sites and plan to finish up work on monitoring wells and drill holes in the winter. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. Management Director Ann